Yes, a 6-point win for Dublin here at Healy Park in this final Super 8s game. That means they've set up a semi-final clash with Mayo at Croke Park next Saturday. Tyrone will have an extra day. They play Kerry in the semi-final on Sunday. It finished 116 to 13 points in favour of Dublin. A fair reflection on the balance of play. Well, it was very much a case of shadow boxing as far as the two managers were concerned, but the teams they put on the field, well, most of these players playing for a place in the team for next weekend, or at least a place in the 26-man squad on match day. And as a result, while the intensity levels were never anywhere near what we'd expect from a championship game between these two great rivals, there was a certain competitive spirit about it. Dublin led by 8 points to 5 at the break. 5 of those scores coming from Cormac Costello, a couple from the excellent Sean Bugler, a very strong performance from him, and the return of Jamard Connolly, one of many talking points from this Dublin team this afternoon. Connolly showing some excellent touches in the first half. Rory O'Carroll also back in the Dublin defence, showing a couple of touches of rustiness in that first half, and lucky, I should say, not to be punished when Evan Comerford came to his rescue to save for Conor McAlaskey. So 8 points to 5 at the break, and Dublin pushed on. Kevin McManaman, creative and elusive in the first half, got his reward with a point early in the second, but Tyrone kept in touch with scores from Conor McAlaskey and Kyle Coney. Both sides created goal chances. Conor McCann somehow worked his way through a maze of bodies to get a shot away, and it came back off the crossbar. Dublin back down the field, and Costello in again for the second time with a shot at goal against Gallen, but Gallen once again came to the rescue. But Dublin were pushing, and the experienced duo of Bernard Brogan and Owen O'Gara off the bench, and really pushing strongly to get their place in the team for next weekend. O'Gara finally did get his reward with a palmed goal in stoppage time, created fittingly by Sean Bugler, an outstanding player for the Dubs this afternoon. Tyrone, well, did push them right to the end, but it was Dublin who pulled away in the closing stages to win with some comfort. Final score from Healy Park, Tyrone 13 points, Dublin 116.